Welcome to the Payments Journal podcast. I'm your host, Rima Katz. In the world of financial services, business gets faster every day. Unfortunately, compliance tools used to identify suspicious transactions have not kept pace, forcing analysts to use manually intensive, outdated, and inefficient technology. Euronet's ePay division developed Skylight, a financial transaction monitoring platform that shines a light on illicit consumer behavior. This new cloud software streamlines and automates the traditionally manual financial services compliance investigation process to reduce regulatory and reputational risk for money service businesses and beyond. Skylight features no-code rule creation and configurability to allow compliance and fraud teams to proactively monitor their business without expensive and time-consuming development. In today's podcast discussion, we sit down with Brian Zing, president of ePay North America, and Brian Riley, director of Credit and Mercator Advisory Group, and dive into the world of compliance and the key trends to watch for. To start, Brian, how does the Skylight solution help customers be successful in the complex financial services regulatory compliance world?
Well, there are really three ways that Skylight helps our compliance-oriented customers. One is through increased productivity, through better visibility, and most importantly, IT independence. And I'll get into each one of those. The productivity standpoint is driven by the fact that Skylight allows a case management workflow for compliance customers. So what that means is a business can tune their workflows based on their maturity, the rigorousness of their compliance obligations. The workflows can be very simple. They can also be very complex based on the business's needs. But the important thing here is the business can tune the rules and the workflow process in a way that fits their business. It creates automation around some very manual processes. So what you can think about what Skylight does is businesses have a lake of data that they need to analyze. The system uses powerful algorithms to apply rules to that data that then creates alerts. All that is done in an automated way so that when a compliance agent opens up their software in the morning when they log into Skylight, they're able to see different alerts that have been created based on the rules the business has set. Once they go through the case and they determine that the rules generated a meaningful alert that needs to be flagged as a compliance risk, the system then can automate and populate the SAR and CTR, which are two different types of forms that a business will have to file with a regulator. And those forms can be automatically populated. And then through an integration that we have with FinCEN, those forms can be directly sent to the regulator. So that's a little bit about productivity. It takes a pretty complex and difficult to manage process, makes it easy. The important thing beyond that is that the business has visibility. That was the second thing I mentioned, with visibility. So there's a rule-based hierarchy. As a manager, I can log in and see what each agent is doing. I can see trends in my business. I can see the number of alerts that have been created in the prior day, week, month, et cetera. I can see the number of cases that have been filed. I can see the aging of my cases. So if I have cases that are greater than 90 days, I have a way I can take action on that, assign them to the agent, or dig into why an agent might be not processing those aged cases, et cetera. So there's a dashboard tool that shows all these key metrics that can be used for audit purposes, could be used for full reporting, most often will just be used to manage the day-to-day business. The third area that I mentioned was IT independence. So with a lot of compliance software tools, the compliance officer needs IT support for things like rule creation. So there might be a risk that comes up in the business that's flagged, there's some fraudulent behavior that's noticed, or there's a new product that needs to be monitored. Maybe a new region is open where there's certain kind of nefarious behaviors happening. To set up a rule to go after and look at those different types of risks usually requires coding. So one thing that Skylight has is a no-code rule creation option for a compliance manager to create their own alerts, set their own rules, create their own alert flagging, and then in addition, they can run those rules against real live data before they put those rules in production. The benefit of that is if you don't get a rule exactly correct, and maybe you intend to flag 100 different transactions that might be fraudulent or risky, and you end up flagging 100,000 risky transactions and create 100,000 alerts, it'll be overwhelming. And kind of the industry standard is that an agent would have to work through all of those alerts. And that would cause, obviously, a massive backlog in the compliance management process. So by running these rules in a production against production data, but not actually putting the rules in production in a trial mode, it allows the business to tune the rules, again, without having to engage IT resources and deal with additional coding costs, time, and effort. So that's the third area that I mentioned. So productivity, visibility, and then IT independence.
You know, when you think about what's going on in the world, a lot of what Brian said is really timely. With a global crisis in hand, financial institutions are focused on capital adequacy, you know, the blood and guts of running their business, and suppliers and the supply chains also are disrupted. So focusing on the compliance aspects is more important than ever. And bringing in tools that automate it, as something I liked what you said about Skylight, is the user control that you have on it. You're not having to contend for the programming rocks that many institutions deal with. And that seems to fit well into where the world stands today.
You know, one of the key trends that we're seeing, and that might have been your next question, is that there's a lot of entrants coming into the market all over the world. You know, if you think about what's happened in the last decade or two in terms of financial technology, we all have a mobile wallet in our pocket on our phone, you know, whether it's PayPal or Venmo. That is happening all over the world. The world of mobile apps and mobile payments, mobile banking is growing very rapidly. You know, I've been to a couple of conferences and talked to customers in this field. And one of the things they've said is that as they build their business out, they focus a lot on technology and they build a good user interface and they figure out how to get users to use their app or their application in practice. One of the things that they focus on almost in hindsight is compliance. And one of the wallets that we spoke to that is in the Middle East said, you know, we're just setting up our compliance as we build out our platform, and we didn't really need it when we had one customer, and now we have 100,000 customers or a million customers. We really need a compliance tool. So a lot of cases, this is providing a step into the compliance world for companies that didn't have it. And then in other instances, some companies that we've talked to have had a compliance solution that covers their case management, one covers their transaction management, another compliance tool handles their fraud management, and then yet another one they might use for analytics. And Skylight bundles all that into one cohesive, homogenous platform that they can use that covers all their compliance needs. So it's a great tool for the startup, the new banks, financial technology firm, but we're also seeing a lot of applications within large, you know, Fortune 100 type companies as well.
Right. You definitely touched upon this, especially in terms of the examples you gave and like what you're seeing in the Middle East. Can you expand on possibly other use cases or scenarios, you know, in terms of the kind of shift that's taking place in the world of compliance? What other trends you're seeing or that should be really top of mind?
I think I just touched on a couple of the trends that we're seeing, which is there's a lot of new entrants into the market of financial technology. And, you know, if you're going to do business in developed markets or even in emerging markets, there is or there will be a compliance obligation. And one of the things that's unique about Skylight is that the things that we've done to create automation, productivity, visibility, IT independence are transferable to any market. So I mentioned earlier that Skylight is connected to FinCEN. It provides a real-time integration to take all the manual filing of CTRs and SARs out of the hands of the agents. They can automatically file and post those reports to the financial regulator in the United States. But we can also do that in any other market. So we can bring the forms and the data that each of the regulators might have in any market and add that into Skylight. So we're actually working on that now with some customers in the Middle East where they have specific regulatory requirements. But again, we would consume that obligation. We would add that code into our software and make it Skylight applicable for any market in the world.
It's certainly been a hot spot too. If you keep your eyes on the news, a few compliance issues make the front page of the Wall Street Journal and New York Times pretty quickly. And there's a lot of obligations that need to be fulfilled. You talked about the SARS report and you start thinking about inflation. So even the thresholds that trigger that will start to compress.
You also spoke about rule testing. Can you expand on that, particularly how the self-service creation of rules is a key perspective?
Yeah, so the system today has a predetermined set of rules. They're very common rules that most compliance businesses would use. In addition to that, there are rule templates that are common templates that a business would use to create their own rules. Within those templates, there's a number of different attributes that you can assign to those rules. So for example, you can set a rule that says, I want to know if customer A is in Mexico and customer B is in the United States, if there is $1,000 or more sent from, you can even get down to a city in a country, a zip code. It allows you to have a vast array of parameters that you can build into a rule, and then you can click it and run it in trial mode so that you can run it against your own data to see what happens when that rule is applied. And again, if you're successful, you'll get a meaningful and reasonable amount of responses from that rule, and the alerts will show you hopefully some nefarious behavior that you can detect, seek to eliminate, and potentially block through your fraud mitigation.
On the workflow testing, to me, what that means is that it decreases go-rounds with your technology department because you had to tweak this number. We talked about this the other day, right? And if you make the rule the wrong way, you're going to suck in 100,000 transactions that you don't want to look at. Right. And one of the benefits of Skylight is that you can manage two exceptions, right? So once you engineer the right rule, then you're looking at onesies and twosies and not hundreds of thousands of them. And there's a tangible benefit to that. And by being able to test it off the grid without having to go to a technology department, to me, is something substantial.
One thing you were saying, too, is one of the obvious benefits would be that you, if you're in compliance, you know that you have to go to your engineering team to build rules, and then you have to test them and refine them. And there's a software development lifecycle aspect to that that takes time and money. And a lot of times compliance doesn't get the highest prioritization in the business versus other departments. So sometimes it's hard to get those rules created and tested and into production. So there's definitely an IT cost saving. The other one that I would mention is that there's a human efficiency factor. Talk about productivity, but you know, there's a point where a business is growing really fast, and it's hard to add to just throw more people at the compliance problem. This tool allows the agents that you do have to be more productive, get more done, to be more accurate, and then, of course, to be able to see it all. And, you know, by using the dashboard, a manager could say, you know, I worked 1,000 cases last month in my department. Now I've got 2,000 cases, and I've got 1,000 cases that are older than 30 days. And so now I've got a problem. You know, maybe give me visibility into when I need to bring on that next agent. Maybe one agent isn't productive as the next agent because they're not working as many cases and looking at enough alerts. So it allows me to drive my own productivity within my department, make really good decisions on when I hire and how many people I hire.
Oh, yeah. And it's also, it's got soft benefits, too. You know, if you think about when you have to go knee-to-knee with a regulator, and I've done that more than once in my life. And if you go there with a stack of papers that show nothing, you're going to open up a can of worms you don't necessarily want to open up. But if you have it organized and you can say, here's how we follow the process, here are the workflows that we do. We have these audible transaction kickers that can drive workflow. It certainly presents itself for a better meeting than it would be without having a good level of organization.
You bring up a really good point, which is it's an auditable system. The system allows all the data that's within it to be exported. So one example of something you might export is you might export all of your rules. So you can go to the regulator and say, here's how many alerts I had last year. Here's how many cases were created. Here's how many filings I had. And here's all the rules I used to scan my data. And so if the regulator is like, hey, are you looking for this? You can say, yes, here's the rule set that I exported on my system so that you can see that I'm monitoring the right things and following good compliance practice.
That's what a good regulatory audit does, from what I've seen. You don't want to boil the ocean. You want to take transactions and follow them all the way through.